IVM.
You're listening to the podcast presented by the Daily Pow.
This is Pranuti
and Amit.
And we're from the dailypow.com, a Bombay-specific food and culture website. And this is our weekly podcast, The Poudcast. Now, in this episode, which is an installment of Bombay Binge, in which we talk about food in the city, we're going to be rounding up our favorite, our all-time favorite eating spots in the Tardeo and Girgaon area. And this is part two of a series that we started last episode on our favorite oldie but goodie restaurants in the city. So stay tuned for Bombay Binge.
Bombay Binge.
So in this episode, which is an installment of Bombay Binge, we're going to be telling you about some of our favorite restaurants in the Tardeo and Girgaon area. And listeners of our podcast will remember that in the last episode, we rounded up our favorite oldie but goodie restaurants in the Colaba and Fort area.
So we're kind of going by the map. Like, we're sort of moving northwards with every successive episode. We're sort of looking at central part of South Bombay, I guess, right now.
Central Bombay.
Well, central Bombay technically would be something else, but this is central.
Okay. So Girgaon is a fantastic area for food, and it has a lot of great vegetarian options, in particular Maharashtrian snacks and Gujarati meals and snacks.
And these are mainly, I think, lunch homes that have been around for
Very modest places. Yeah. And yeah, places that have been around for a very long time.
Ages, yeah.
So, I mean, people who've been living in Bombay for a while are likely to be aware of these places. So I want to start with Panchikar, which is one of my favorite places in that area. And it's very famous for Maharashtrian snacks. And I have a standard order whenever I go there. And it's Thali Peet, which I absolutely love. They do a great version. And they serve it with homemade white butter and this terrific peanut, coconut and chili chutney. In fact, I mean, that's as good as the Thali Peet itself. And I also order this Vatana Patis, which is like a pea and potato patis, which is really good. And I wash it down with Piyush, which is a Maharashtrian lassi type thing.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, this place has been around for a long, long time.
There's also one in Dadar.
Dadar, but this one is the original one, and it's really quite small. I was very amazed when I went there. It's essentially it's one small room.
Yeah.
But like, it has people who come there for breakfast, because a lot of these things that you mentioned are also considered breakfast items. I mean,
seem
like snacks to us because a lot of it is deep fried and stuff. But this is actually breakfast.
It's breakfast, and also a lot of these items are consumed when people are fasting, you know, so they're considered faral items. So whenever.
Yeah. Which, you know, is right now, isn't it?
I mean, Shravan, I think. But a lot of people fasting right now till the festive season. So a lot of these are, fast items.
Yeah.
Then not very far from Panchikar is a very old establishment called Madhav Ashram. And this is a place for Maharashtrian snacks, again. As well as a Maharashtrian thali. Now, Maharashtrian thalis are, I don't think, as common. They're certainly not as common as Gujarati thalis and Marwadi thalis. And the thali here, it's really simple. It's not as elaborate as, you know, a thali in, say, Sri Thakkar Bhojanalaya, which we covered in the last episode. You know, you get a couple of sabzis, you get dal, chawal, and chapati. It's very simple, very homely fare. And during the Ganesh festival, they do a special modak thali.
Oh.
And in this modak thali, you get the difference between this and the normal thali is that you get these steamed modaks, which are pretty tasty. You know, they contain this, you know, jaggery and coconut filling, and they're quite tasty. So it's again a very simple place. You know, you're seated on benches and tables, and it's in this old picturesque building, and again, great simple home style food. Now, you know, for those who are unfamiliar with this area, we're covering, when we're talking about Girgaon, we're talking about Girgaon Chowpatty at one end. And we're also covering the Prarthna Samaj, CP Tank and Thakur Dwar areas. And this is really sort of a knot of very tightly connected streets. And the geography can be confusing, mm-hmm. but it's all very close by.
And you can walk from one place to the other.
Well, yeah, it's a, some of these places, it's a bit of a walk, but a lot of these places are, you know, very, very close to each other. Then there's Khichdi Samrat, which I first visited years ago when we were at Time Out, mm-hmm. and I was sent to write about it.
Yeah, and I remember going with you and sort of trying out these variety of khichdis.
Variety of khichdis. And you, I mean, khichdi is not a very exciting item. And I remember being surprised that there were so many different kinds of khichdis on the menu. And I like the palak khichdi a lot.
Yeah, that was the best
thing. That was the best thing.
The palak khichdi was...
And it's very reasonable. Again, it's like a hole-in-the-wall type place.
It's the only khichdi that I actually remember eating at the palak khichdi.
Yeah. Very rich, full of ghee, very tasty. But again, you know, just like a tiny place but serves great food, like a lot of these Girgaon establishments. Not far from Khichdi Samrat is one of my favorite snack places. It's called Trupti.
Now, is this the same one that has like outlets across the city? So there's one in Phoenix Mills.
Yeah, in fact, I think it's like the best shop in Phoenix Mills, Trupti Snacks.
And but that's a shop, so you can't really sit there.
No, but you can stand there, and so you can eat chaat and you can eat things over there. I mean, there's not much standing room, but this is like the flagship Trupti.
Okay.
It's in the Thakur Dwar area. And I think the best thing that they do is the palak cheese samosa.
Yeah.
It is amazing. And they do great dhokla, especially, you know, the khaman dhokla and the palak dhokla. Not too many places do a great white dhokla. I'm still looking for a place that does a great khatta dhokla or a white dhokla. But these guys do, you know, khaman and palak dhoklas. And again, towards the Opera House side of Girgaon is Café de la Paix, which is an Irani cafe with a very fancy name. And according to this blog, Irani Chai, the landlord of the building actually visited Café de la Paix in Paris. It's a famous cafe in Paris. And he told the Irani cafe owner about it, and he named his cafe Café de la Paix. So the owner actually hadn't been to the real thing in Paris, but he named it Café de la Paix. And it's very humble, and the best thing about it is the omelette pav and bun maska and milky chai. Now, towards the Girgaon Chowpatty side, there are a couple of places worth mentioning. One is Crystal.
Yeah,
Amit, do you want to talk about Crystal?
Yeah, since that is, this is one place that I'm familiar with in this list. Crystal, of course, I think everybody knows, and it's quite a sort of Bombay institution. It seems to be on the verge of shutting down every... You keep hearing rumors that it's going to shut down, like, I think every year. And, you know, because that building, I think that it's in the...
The building looks like it's going to crumble
in time. It's in the Aram Hotel building. And But somehow or the other, it just continues to stay open. And they even opened a branch in Lower Parel.
Which is actually quite heartening, because it means that they're doing well.
Yeah.
And at the branch, they serve non-veg.
And they serve non-veg at the branch. But the branch somehow doesn't have the same kind of warmth as the original, which I think a lot of, like, students... I first went to, like, Crystal when I moved to Bombay. So even though I'm from Bombay, I mean, I moved here some years ago when I was staying alone because my parents were living abroad. And so it was one of those places, like, when you live alone in the city, you go there to eat home food. And really, the food there, it just tastes like, I mean, it doesn't have too much oil. It doesn't have, you know, it's just, it really tastes like home food. And I mean, the greatest hits, I suppose, there are things like the palak paneer and the bangan bharta and the dal fry.
I wouldn't agree it doesn't have too much oil. It has a healthy amount of oil.
But, like, you know.
But it's very tasty.
It's very tasty.
It does taste like something
that's come out of your kitchen. In someone's house. So I think
and their parathas are quite nice, and their lassi, and it's run by the same family. You know, the old man, I don't think he's around anymore, but his sons are there. And they have these old knickknacks. Like they have an old radio over there, for example, and the place looks like it looks untouched. It looks like it's been the same way since the 1950s or something.
Yeah, and you had, I remember, I mean, I haven't been there recently, but you had to wait. You had to, like, years ago, you had to, like, wait.
No,
to get
even
it.
Now, because sometimes when you pass by during lunchtime, there's a long queue outside.
There's a long queue,
and they're all students from Wilson College.
Mm-hmm. And so it's not like some fancy ass place, you know, that you, a place like this where which probably costs like, I don't know, 1/3 of the average, prices of any other restaurant nowadays is still so popular, which is quite amazing. And, you know, if you are at Crystal, and the good way to sort of follow that up is to have the go to New Kulfi Center, which is right down the road, and get Malai Kulfi. I mean, this is one of, again, another Bombay institution that's been around forever, and it's just like a little, literally a hole in the wall, just kind of like this kiosk. And yeah, they serve different kinds of kulfi, but I think the Malai kulfi is the sort of, you know, the standout, what everybody goes there for.
Well, you know, one place which is also in Gurgaon, and we'll have to crisscross to the other end of Gurgaon, I forgot to mention it earlier, is Bhagat Tarachand, which is sort of a North Indian thali institution.
Yeah.
I mean, it serves great North Indian food. I mean, it's, you know, it's rich food, it's tasty. But there are two things that I really like there, and which are sort of, you know, general favorites. One is this crushed khicha papad that they do. So they crush papad and they add fried onions and some masala to it.
Yeah, they add like chaat masala, and they add chili powder, and they add kothmir.
Yeah, and it's really delicious.
And sort of like it's kind of like a different sort of chaat.
Yeah, it is. Right? It's really, really tasty. And the other thing is the chaas over there. And I think what's what's interesting about the chaas, more than the flavor of the chaas, is the fact that they're served in beer bottles. And I think that's something that, you know, tickles people who go there.
But one person has an entire beer bottle of chaas.
No,
I mean, I don't drink
it.
Chaas. So.
You share it. Yeah, okay, Amit, this is not an opportunity
time
for
me to
for
mention
you.
My lactose intolerance.
Yeah, okay, let's
there should be like a sound effect.
But Bhagat Tarachand is again great for tasty North Indian food. So now we're going to move to Tardeo, which is not very far away, and which has, you know, four places that we keep going to time and again.
And a couple of places that we've already mentioned. Now, if you heard our 75th special episode where we didn't ask us anything, somebody asked us about the best pav bhaji in the city. And we had mentioned two places. One was Sardar, which a lot of people know, which many people claim is the best pav bhaji in the city, and which was also Purva's pick. But like I said, the reason why it's so popular is because it's just so much butter in it. I mean, they literally put like, I think, like half a slab of the smallest Amul butter that you get. I think I've actually seen them do this.
That's
once.
50 grams of butter.
Yeah, in every sort of pav bhaji. So it's really rich, it's really tasty, but like, you know, that's the reason why it tastes
so good.
It could
kill you.
Yeah, and so you, and of course, it's a very occasional treat. I don't think this is an everyday thing. I mean, we keep going back to these places, but not all of them, like, you know, very frequently.
And the other pav bhaji place we talked about was Maji Sagar, which is my favorite pav bhaji place in the city. But a couple of places, other places in Tardeo, one Swati Snacks, which is a universal favorite. I mean, they do great, you know, Gujarati food and great chaat. And I don't think we need to talk much about Swati Snacks because everyone has been there.
I mean, Swati Snacks, again, I mean, the one thing that everybody gets there is a paan ki chutney. And if you've never had it, it's definitely something to try. It is, basically, they make it by rolling out these really thin sheets of besan, and they are steamed between banana leaves. It tastes amazing, and it's super light. There's a dal dhokli, there's a farani khichdi, you know. So those are the things that everybody gets at Swati Snacks. And Swati Snacks, again, forever you thought that would be the kind of place that says we have no branches. But then a couple of years ago, they actually did open a branch. They opened one in Nariman Point. But again, I think that the branches will never be able to replicate, you know.
You know, actually, I've been to the Nariman Point branch. Mm-hmm. And it tastes like the Tardeo
branch.
I'm sure
it tastes the same, but I mean, the ambience. What about the ambience?
The ambience in the Swati Stacks, it's what? It's like steel benches.
Yeah, but just the idea. Again, I was like, I mean, there's the whole ritual of like going to Swati Snacks, giving your name, and then waiting outside for like 20 minutes to get in because it's always so crowded.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Swati Snacks has much of an ambience, to be honest. It's really the food.
Yeah. But I mean, neither does Crystal, but like, hey.
I feel Crystal has definitely more character than Swati Snacks. But Swati Snacks, the food is Terrific. Then, you know, down the road from Swati Snacks is O Calcutta. Mm-hmm. And O Calcutta is...
which is actually the priciest place that we're mentioning on this podcast.
Yeah, it definitely is. And it's, you know, it's a chain of Bengali restaurants and the food is, it's pretty good. I think it's probably the best Bengali restaurant in the city. I've eaten at quite a few and I find that O Calcutta, the food is really good. And, my favorite things over there are the bhetki fry, which I absolutely love. And what they do is they fry fillets of bhetki. It's boneless, obviously. And there's like a thin layer of chili in between the crust and the fish, which is quite tasty. And their kosha mangsho is great. That's this semi-dry mutton preparation. And their hilsa and mustard is fantastic. And what they do is they steam the hilsa and then remove the bones, because hilsa is a really, really bony fish. So people who aren't used to eating river fish find it challenging. But they miraculously take out every bone from hilsa, and which is, I think, the best reason to go there. And one place that I go to very often, or I mean I order from there very often, and I'm not sure how many people in places who live outside Tardeo know about it. It's called PAC, which is short for Parsi Amelioration Committee. And this is really a counter in an alcove opposite Bhatia Hospital in Tardeo.
Yeah.
And it's run by these aging Parsis behind the counter, these sweet old Parsis, and the proceeds go towards, you know, aging Parsis who need, you know, who need money. And they make all kinds of things. They make cutlets, they make kebabs or kavabs, as Parsis call them. They make little meals, and they make, you know, some Parsi sweets. And I mean, I just get the cutlets. They do a decent chicken and a mutton cutlet. And also they do chapatis, like these thin, very thin, very soft, ghee-filled chapatis, which go really well with the cutlet.
And so, you'd say it's better than, like, say, RTI?
Definitely better than RTI. I mean, RTI is, it's not what it used to be. I mean, I don't think RTI was ever great, but it's worse than what it used to be honest. But, I mean, PAC's cutlets are good. Again, I don't think as good as what you would find in a home, but still pretty good. And down the road is Belgaum Ghee Depot. This is towards Grant Road Station. It's on the other end of Tardeo Road. And even in Belgaum Ghee Depot, they do decent cutlets, chicken, mutton, and fish cutlets. But I prefer PAC, I guess, because, you know, the money goes towards a worthy cause. So that's our roundup of oldie but goodies in the Tardeo and Girgaon areas. And we'll be back next week. For more on what's happening in the city, read thedailypow.com. Also subscribe to our newsletter on the website. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We're The Daily Pow. You can find new episodes of the podcast every Monday on the IVM podcast app or any other podcasting app that you prefer, and on thedailypow.com.